Here's a comeback as another thing is entertainment as well as affiliate team you know Beagle don't sue. Hey everybody, and welcome to the entertainmentearth.com podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I'm here to tell you about movies and TV and all that great stuff that came in the news this week. And I'm also here to tell you about what you should waste your money on in terms of toys, because let's face it, there's a lot of stuff and it's hard to know what's good. I'm telling you this because we've done 100 podcasts and it's probably worth reminding it for anyone who came on board and randomly picked this show. Hi new people, I hope your first experience with our show doesn't suck. Let's get on to the show. Let's start with movies. New this week at the box office, you can see Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, and a bunch of other movies in limited release that you probably don't want to and can't see. Next week, Indiana Jones. Last week at the box office, Iron Man was number one with $51.2 million. It was followed by What Happens in Vegas, Speed Racer, Maid of Honor, and Baby Mama. Speed Racer was initially projected to be number two, but it ended up being number three. StarWars.com has released the official full trailer for August's The Clone Wars movie. Do check it out. It's probably a lot more interesting than you might think. And if you think it's really interesting, check it out. It's still more interesting than you think. It's good. Joss Whedon's new Dollhouse television show has apparently been greenlit by Fox. The series follows Eliza Dushku as a blank slate secret agent type who slowly develops a personality. Insert sci-fi personality-free character joke here. Should be good. J.J. Abrams also has a show under development at Fox called Fringe. It's a sci-fi story, and I don't know what it is. So, I guess stay tuned for that. Beverly Hills 90210 remake is coming to the CW. It will feature a new crop of kids, plus Jenny Garth from the original show. Ladies and gentlemen, start your peach pits. Hasbro finally got the rights back to its old Sunbow television programs. This means 1980s animated fare like most episodes of Transformers, My Little Pony, G.I. Joe, and more are now back with their proper corporate masters, meaning new DVDs probably aren't that far off. Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles will be coming to Blu-ray and DVD later this year. No word yet on a final date. Toy news! Indiana Jones. Burger King got the fast food license and has a number of activity toys. I got a pen with invisible ink on one end and a black light LED on the other. I've been having a surprising amount of fun with it just because I've been taking the LED, going to my toy room and shining the black light over like every Transformer and action figure I have to see what glows. It's weird. It's pretty fascinating stuff. If you get one, you should totally get one, by the way, and just look at all your figures with it because you can look at a figure like a Stormtrooper that's all white. But parts of him glow and parts of him don't, showing you that there's different kinds of white plastic being used to make these figures. Very educational stuff, so you should get it. Also, there's a link going around to a news story showing Harrison Ford walking out of a toy store with a bunch of Indiana Jones toys he just bought. Scandalous! Yeah, I didn't buy that either. But it looks really cool. It's kind of funny. We linked to it on the front page of Entertainment Earth this week, so do check it out. G.I. Joe, the GIJoeClub.com people posted some exclusive shots of more of the file cards and packaging of their exclusive figure set. It's shaping up pretty nicely, so do check it out. It also has been announced Hasbro will be selling multiple Comic-Con exclusives this year in San Diego, two of which are 3¾-inch 25th anniversary action figures of Cobra Commander in a suit and a tie with a podium. One will be blue, one will be black. I hope to get both. The other is a first in a new line of G.I. Joe combat heroes. Snake Eyes and Timber will be made in tiny, adorable figures like Robot Heroes, Adventure Heroes, and Galactic Heroes. They look awesome. I intend to get them all, and I have no idea how much they cost yet. Star Wars. Lego is running a fan's choice poll to let fans vote on three scenes to make into a Lego set, one of which will be announced early next year. The choices are Cloud City Escape of Boba Fett, the Mon Calamari Cruiser from Return of the Jedi, and the Arrest of Palpatine from Revenge of the Sith, all of which sound like they could make a nice big set. Hasbro announced the next batch of Star Wars Mighty Mugs with Anakin Skywalker, Asajj Ventress, Count Dooku, and Captain Rex. Hasbro also announced its premium FX lightsabers, basically the Master Replicas lightsabers in new boxes, will be available this fall. Red Bat. We started selling a new company called Red Bat, and they make a number of items in the realm of barware and game stuff. We have Big Lebowski items, Goonies items, Wizard of Oz items, and more. Do check it out, as I keep saying repeatedly in this show, I need to stop. Star Trek Entertainment Earth has a new exclusive medical tricorder. This exclusive medical tricorder has an extra compartment with a removable medical scanner and other features which will be revealed in the very near future. In short, it's going to be a kajillion times better than the regular Diamond Select tricorder, and it's $39.99. It's like how our Star Trek communicator is a kajillion times better than the regular Star Trek communicator, except now it's a tricorder. So you're going to want to get one of these if you've been buying Star Trek prop items, because it's awesome, it's cheap, and it looks like a $100 prop replica, but it costs not $100. So that's good news. Video games. Nintendo launched its WiiWare service. These are downloadable games that are not retro games like the Virtual Console, but are in fact brand new games developed by developers in the last several months. Titles include Defend Your Castle, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, My Life as a King, Lost Winds, Pop, TV Show King, and at least one or two more. We're waiting for the new Alien Crush, but I'm told that Star Soldier R is supposed to be pretty good, and it hits next week, according to one of the release lists. So let's see how that shooter turns out. Wii Fit will be coming out in the USA on May 19th, 2008. That's next Tuesday. This title, with a balance board you can step on and exercise with, is already out in Australia, Japan, and Europe. Xbox 360 fans this week can download Assault Heroes 2 on the Xbox Live Arcade service. Nintendo DS fans, they just announced a new Castlevania game for the Castlevania series on the DS. I am very excited. I love these games. Castlevania Order of Ecclesia, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, is coming out in fall 2008. It looks really good, like Symphony of the Night and those other great two-dimensional Castlevania games. So start saving your quarters, because it's going to be awesome. New at Entertainment Earth. The spring sale is still on. Yes, it's so good. Over 800 items still remain. But it's still, you have 1 week left to save big on Star Wars, anime, Transformers, statues, busts, figures, McFarlane toys, General Giant items, Mattel goodies, and more. There's a lot to list, so I'll stop jabbering, so you can go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to see everything for yourself before it sells out, because every couple of hours, a bunch of new things are gone forever. These prices expire May 22nd, 2008, or while supplies last, so check them out. Also, not on sale, we added a bunch of new items from Uncle Milton, which means you can get an ant farm in retro packaging, modern packaging, with gel, with sand, whatever you want. And also, this is the best part, we're now selling the Pet's Eye View camera. It's a little tiny camera, you put it in your dog or cat collar, so when your cat's out and about wandering the streets, you can take pictures every 1, 5, or 15 minutes showing you what your cat is looking at. Incredible. It's water resistant, it's a high impact plastic item. I haven't yet got a sample to play with, but I am fascinated by the idea, and it makes me wish I had a cat right now to send out into the world and see what it would do. So check out these items. These are Uncle Milton items. And don't forget the sale. Sale.entertainmentearth.com. It's all at Entertainment Earth today. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's pretty much it for me today. The next episode, which will be going up pretty much immediately, will be a review of a new Indiana Jones action figure for our Toy of the Week. It's good enough that we did Toy of the Week again, and that's pretty gosh darn good. I don't know exactly what my schedule is going to be next week, as I will be going out of town for some business reasons. My business, I'm going to be goofing off and saying hi to my friend Pete, who runs the Psycho Cinema blog for the Psycho Cinema Club at psychocinemaclub.blogspot.com. I'm probably going to find out what that's all about, because having not been there for a while, I don't know. And so, I don't know if there's going to be a show, but if there is, it'll be awesome, and you should tune into it and tell your friends, because really, that's how people find out about this podcast. Word of mouth is great. If you think we're any good, let people know. Tell about them on your MySpace, your LiveJournal, your Twitter, and what have you. And if you think we don't do a great of a show, you can tell them that too, because all publicity is good publicity, right? It probably isn't, but I'd still appreciate any shameless promotion you might do on my behalf if you've enjoyed the show so far. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I will see you next time. Have a lovely weekend. Don't forget to check out any of the many awesome movies coming in theaters, because it's going to be an incredible feast of cinema for the next several weeks. Something of interest is coming out almost every weekend, except for, well, I'm not going to say anything, but there's a few movies that won't be that great, let's face it. But there's going to be a lot of awesome movies, so check them all out. Bye-bye.